Sanhedrin, Perek Vov, Mishnah Dalad. Beis Haskila HaYegavoya Shtei Koymois. The place where they did the binyan that was set up to do, to be Mekayim, the Psak of the Skila, was the height of two floors. A Koyma over here means the Sheh Koyma of an Adam. What's going to happen is the Skila over here is going to be carried out in two Shlavim. If the first one's not successful at killing him, the second one is going to have to take its place. Chazal have to decide over here between two conflicting purposes. One purpose is that he should die as quickly as possible. We pointed out previously, this is the pasuk v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and that means even a reacha who's chayv skila, he did an averu chamura in front of Eidim with Asra. A filahochi consideration of Ahavta is mechayiv that the death should be as quick and painless as possible. At the same time, there should also be retained dignity that if the misa is going to be as quickly and as brutally as possible, then the body of the person who's killed is going to be disgraced. So memela, Chazal, we're mishayir if we're going to push him from a lower place. Even though Betz in the Gemara Latzah the Gabi Bor brings that a person can die by falling into a pit that's Gavaya Asar Tvachim. But usually that's going to take a while. It's not going to be swift and painless. Falling from a height of three Amis, why do I say three? Gavaya Shnei Amis L'Chor is the height of a person times two is six. But coupled together with his height means when he falls, that means when he falls and he hits, if his height is three, so he's really only falling from three. So why not just make it much higher? If that's more efficient and quicker, it'll be even quicker if he dies from a fall from higher. The teretz is, because then it'll be nivel hames, his body will be disgraced. So melech hazal m'shai b'emtza gavaya shtei koymes. Echad min ha'edim, they took him to this place and they're getting ready to push him down. The pasuk says Yad ha'edim tia bay barishayna. This is a basic halacha in Hilchis Psak Einish Misa. Is that the Yad ha'edim tia barishayna? They have to carry out the sentence. An aid is not just giving over information. An aid creates the din, the same way the psak of the Sanhedrin creates the din. The edus of the aidim makes a chalois where there's a din bifnei the bezin. So they're part of it. The Torah says then they carried out. The Sanhedrin administers it. But the Torah, the Gzeres HaKosov, is that the Edim themselves carry out the Psak Misa. Echad min ha'edim doichafay al mosnav. One of the Edim pushed him from his back, from lower down his body, and they pushed him forward. And with that, nepach aliboy. When he falls face down. He falls on his chest. And that should do it. Hoivchay al mosnav. After that, they don't leave him face down on the ground, because that's der kenai. So they turn him over on the ground. Imezbo, if he fell as a result of that fall, yotzo, and then mekayim the mitzvahs, skilo. Now the truth is, the chiddush, because the Torah uses the terminology, skalta moise ba'avonim, or gomu moise ba'avonim, means to throw rocks and to stone him. In English, commonly skilo is translated as stoning. Doesn't say anything about pushing. So Chazal Darshan is that by the very first skill that's in the Torah, in Parshas Yisroi, it says, Kisokol Yisokol Lo Yoro Yiyore. It says over there that somebody who goes on the Har Sinai in those days when it was off limits would be Chayiv Skilo. The Sokol Yisokol is one, that means taka stoning. And then the Pasuk says, Yoro Yiyore, which means pushing. They Darshan from the words Yoro means to push from Markovois Pare Vichele Yoro Vayom. They were thrown, hurled into the water. So there's a hurling and there's a stoning. So Chazal understand that the skaltim bavon v'mesu has to be immediate, which means that there's something else preceding it. So the yore yore goes before the skaltim. Vimlav, let's say he didn't die al yidei the hashlocha from hurling him down. Hasheni neitel seven v'noisno aliboy. The second one picks up a big stone. And he puts it on him. There's a big stone. They set aside a big stone for that. And they put it on him. That, again, that should do the job. Nois da'aliba means they mamish put it on him. And that pressure coupled with the fall should do it. It also has the maila, chzorin, that's also skila besides for the yoroi. So lemaisa meis bo yotza v'malav regimosi b'chol Yisrael. Shenema, the pasuk says that yado edim tia boy barishon. First the edim do, so they do that part, the pushing, the tchifa and the putting the evan al liboy, and thereafter v'yad kolam b'achroino. Now the Mishnah continues. Kol ha'niskolim nitlin divrei Reb Elazar. All niskolim, all mechuyovim skila, are hung. This is a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. Pasuk says, "Chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat moves v'humos v'soliso oitze al eitz," and he has to be hung up. So the Mishnah says that l'chayr the lashon of the pasuk is "Chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat moves." Not anything specific, in general. Now, the pasuk doesn't say davka chiyuv eskilo, even though l'chayr the pasuk doesn't say skilo. But we learn out from the Hemshech HaPosuk over there, the same way there's a mitzvah to hang him up, there's a mitzvah, Lesol Nevlos HaLeitz, is a lav, he's not allowed to be hung overnight. He has to be hung up, and then he has to be taken down. The Pasuk says, why? Because even a person, Rachman Lanzan, who did an Aver B'mezid, with Edom and Asura, an Aver Chamura, that's Chayiv Skila, Ki Kilas Elikim Tolui. The Kilas Elikim Tolui is the one who cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. Tolui is hung. So here the Torah defines one Avera. But in the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, chet mishpat moves v'humos. Chazal learn out that it's any type of v'humos that's doimit to kill las alakim. The same way a mecharif, rachman al tzlon, chiyuve b'skila. So we learn out that all chiyuve b'skila. It's possible that what Rashi says over there is that to have somebody hung up who has the dmus, every single person has a tzalim alakim, but Lamaisa, he's the one that was killed last Elikim. Every single Avera of Skila represents not only an Avera, but it represents a basic Merido in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chil Shabbos, Chiruv, Begiduv, Avoidizora, even the Arayis of Skila are not regular Arayis. It's an Erva of a Merido in any normal system. It's not just an Avera of Taiva. It's an Avera of a Merido in basic decency, basic humanity. So Memela, that's where Beleza learns out that the klal over here is a klal with the prat only of chiyuv eskila. They learn out that the pasuk kilas elikim toli is dafka, and Memela has to be either a megadiv, which is literally kikilas elikim toli, or you can learn out also. Pasuk says in Pasha Shlach on oivir avaydizara es Hashem hu megadiv. And that pasuk uses the terminology for an Ovid Avodah Rachman Atzlan, like a Megadav, like a Mekal. So you could compare the two. Both of them are a basic Bizoyin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, both of them are Nitlin. Ho'ish Tolin Oisei Ponov Klapei Ha'om. A man would be hung up in maximum Derech Bizoyin. Ve'o'isho Poneo Klapei Ha'etz. They hung her backwards. Why? The level of bizoyin is more by a woman. We're talking about a dead body. But still, the level of bizoyin is more. So Mela, there was that basic keeping a dignity by having her, in her death, as a nitla, face the tree. V'acham ma'imim ho'ish nitla ve'eno isha nitlis. They learn more than that. That the kiyum hatliya could only be where there's no overwhelming bizoyin. By a woman, there would be. So Mela, they won't. Omalender Beleza, there's a Meisa that came down to Chazal where they have a Meisa Rav not that way. Hale Shimon ben Shetach tola noshim ba'ashkeloin. The Nosi, Shimon ben Shetach, who was from the Zugois, mentioned in Mishnayis Ovois, from the door of Tkufas HaChashmonoi, about halfway through the Bayis Sheni. Not exactly halfway through, more like 300 years, about 100 plus, 120, 130 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. And there was a outbreak, there was Misyavnim, and that was the first Kufa, when the Misyavnim held sway, and there were many packets of Ovri Avera, and one incident that's described in the Gemara describes it over here, is where there was a whole outbreak of Balei Kishuv. The Balei Kishuv were primarily women, it says already in Chazal, Bimei Paroi, that primarily the women were the ones who were Isaac and Kishuv, and there was a whole group of witchcraft, Kishuv, that was practiced in Ashkelon. Says in the Gemara that they came in, they had a whole trick how to capture them. The L'chayra, those that are Isaac and Kishuv, could have defended themselves. It was a whole Mahalach Hashim Meshetach, and his Talmidim swooped down and picked them off the ground, because Kishuv can only be practiced when the person is standing on the ground. So what we see from the story is that this Tlias Nashim. Amru Loy, the Chacham tell, Rebbe Lezer, Shmeinim Nashim Talo. That story was obviously an exception to the rule, because it says that he did it to 80 women. There was a whole group. And Haloy, the Haloch is, Ve'en Don Shnayim B'yayim Echot. The Haloch is that you can never dan two people din in a Foshet B'yayim Echot. Even Achman's on a husband and wife being Ovid Avay Dezara, the Din Teira has to be with the Psak, with the Misa, has to be on two separate days. So clearly over here, this was a one-time, because there was such an outbreak, this was a one-time Hayru Ashon. You can't learn out from over here regular procedure and protocol for how Bezdin carries out Oynish. Ketzad Toilin Oysoi, what was the process of being Mekayim the Mitzvah's Tliya? Mishakin, Es HaKoyre Bo'aretz, they put a beam, they Mashkia, like Shkia also means to set, they sunk a beam into the ground. The eitz came out, it looked like a picture of an endochof, where there's a part on top and then there's a long, that's what a gallows looks like. Umakiv shtei yodov zu al gabi zu, they put the two hands of the niskol, they tied them together, with his hands on the edge of the tree, on the edge of the eitz, the top part that's coming out from the beam. Rabbi Yosi Yoyme HaKoyre wasn't put into the ground. Elamuta, it was on an angle where one part of the angle was nailed into the wall. V'soyloitza, k'derech sh'atabochen oisim. They nailed him to the beam against the wall. U'matirin oisim yad. They took him down right away. Because remember, the same way there's a mitzvah say to be toil l'chayv eskilo, or the two that are chayv eskilo, according to the other shita, it's a mitzvah also to take him down right away. It shouldn't be bizoin. So Chazal understand that's not only loisol and not overnight, but the chiv is taken down right away. However, the lav v'imlon, over a love loisol seshenem loisol of loisol eitz, ki kovasik perenu, is a chiv kvur. And we learn out the chiv kvur by every single person. Is a mitzvah say, kal v'choymer, ben benoifrim shol kal v'choymer, from somebody over here, who's the ultimate disgrace. So the pasuk is Gedarsh and Dovi and Chazal. Chazal go off into a little bit of a drosha of Divrei Hisoyrus in this context. It's a place for Hashkofa. Kikila selikim tolui kiloimar, leaving the tolui on the tree longer than momentarily would be a bizoyin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because anybody who sees it, mipnei maze tolui, they say, why is he hung? Mipnei sheberach es Hashem, nimtze Hashem shemayim mischal. Having him there is a reminder of the bizoyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was his averus. On the one hand, yes, he has to be hung. Tzegzez HaKosuv, oh, that's part of the oynish, the bizoyin. But that bizoyin can't be more than a momentary kium in order to not be mevazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly. Mishnah, hey, the Mishnah continues. Amar Reb Meir, b'shor she'odem etztayer, when the pasuk talks about kikil la'salikim tolui, is that a person is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here Reb Meir is not talking about necessarily a person who's killed, even if he's deservedly so, but we're talking over here on any yid who's mitztayer. Now, l'chayr, a person only gets an einish because he had some type of midas adin, he had chatoim. So l'chayr, what should the Shekhinah be saying? Good for him. It's not. Shekhinah ma'alosh ne'meres. What does the Shekhinah proclaim? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence really feeling, really saying? And that's why it says, kiviyochel, as if. The word kiviyochel, by the way, it's worth explaining for a second, does not mean that this is a fake description. What it means is, is that we, when we hear a description over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, we picture it in human terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no anhoga, which reflects humanness. So we're talking over here about a high ruchnistika anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have no capability of perceiving. In order to bring out the gefil, to bring out the hashkofa, we say, yochel, if that would be in human form, that's what it would look like. Kivi yochel means as if. That's what's really happening. We're describing over here anoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivi yochel say? Kaleni miroishi, kaleni mizroi. I have pain for my head, I have pain for my arm. Kilas, chazal adashning, in this pasuk, kilas alikim tolui, is a lotion of being pained with. Imkein hamokim etzta'a domu shal shom shenishpach. It seems from Chazal over here, this drosha, that the Rishoyim that have to die due to their averus causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu pain. Kal v'choymer al domim shel tzadikim. V'loizu bovad, not only, the Mishnah returns over here to the halacha, not only is anybody who's killed in a bezdin, there's a lav leson of los eleitz, the ultimate person who should be nivza is the person who was killed. And there's a lav lesolin, elokol amelin es misoi, anybody who's lon mesoi means anybody who leaves overnight a mes derech bezoyon, oive beloy sase. Hilinu lechvoidoi, even though there's a lav, but if it was ultimately for his, the famous example is somebody dies, somebody passes away, Nebuchadnezzar passed away late in the day, and there's no way to make the levaya that day without having a minimal show up, and it's not lufi chvoidoi. So, Miller, what they do is generally they wait. Yerushalayim er hakodesh, the meaning was to be very makbid. A levaya that day, even if it meant a minimal levaya. Yerushalayim is a place where people aren't defined in terms of the kavod that they get. It defines in terms of their place, closeness with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So over there, levayas are rushed. Even late at night, they'll make a levaya 2 o'clock in the morning with a few people. Helinu lechvoidoi lehovi la'orim v'tachrichim. The Mishnah describes it as what's necessary for the mess. We just described it in more common terms. The lemaisa of the lav is not there. The nerag was not buried in where he should be buried, next to his parents, next to his grandparents. You don't bury a rosha who was killed for doing a very bemezid next to kosher erlich yidin. Elo shnei batei kvaros mitukan lebes, and they had special batei kvaros. Echad le neherogim le nechnokim. Remember that there's four mitzvahs best. Skila, Sreifa, Erek, V'chenek. What the Mishnah means to say is the two levels of severity. We described before that niskolin is not just an averu chamura, but it's an averu that really is a state of kilas alikim, like a megadif. Even the arayis dik averus is either averus which are open acts of rebellion. Even the averu lamoshal of cursing one's parents is an open rebellion against authority. So it's biskilo. Avayd Zara, anything that shaykh Avayd Zara is biskila. And then there are arayis, Mishkav Zocha, Mishkav Behema, certain other arayis, chamurois, which are not natural to the point where it's a rebellion against basic decency, basic humanity. So Mimelad in the Skolms on a high madrega, Nisrofin is a lower madrega, but it's also shaykh to that. So Mimelad, they have a different din than Neherogim and Nechnokim, which could be various crimes of passion. So Mamela there Averis, even though they were killed in Bezdin, but it's not on the same level. There are Arayis Lamoshul that are Bechenek, Abal Eshazish. Person can be Baal Eshazish not because he's rebelling against basic decency, but he's a Baal Taiva. So Mamela, a person could kill somebody else, even though it's an Averi Chamura Ad Moed Ritzicha, but it could be because he totally lost himself in a fit of Kas, passion. So Mamela, that they their oinish is lesser, Nerogen and Nechnokim, their averis are put, those people are put in a separate basic verse.